imitation leather pink naga hide. 2-inch tear down the left hand side. Came from daddy's pocket knife. That wasn't my fault. Moved along with us everywhere we went. No matter where we lived, it always fit in. Kinda like a next to kin. If that chair could talk. My little brother Billy broke his left hand, jumping off the arm like Superman. With my grandma's old red afghan tied around his neck, he's wearing. Phillips boy from just down the block. If that chair could talk. Mama bought it at a yard sale in 65. It was daddy's favorite chair after he retired. Survived all that and a kitchen fire. Smoke stains rubbed right off. It's where I spent a million hours talking on the phone. It was my favorite spot to polish my toes. Something mama didn't know. If that chair could talk. Late at night, a brother dipping me backwards until I screamed. He'd get in trouble for being so mean. And when he told mama that he joined the Marines, but she sat down in shock. The good, the bad, it seen it all. If that chair could talk. It caught my tears. It held me up when I felt bad. It calmed my fears. It's good to keep a friend like that. It hid the ice cream money for hot summer days. That's how I practiced for my high school play. And all the times it heard me pray when things were going rough. The good, the bad, it's seen it all. If that chair could talk. Imitation leather pink naga hide. 2-inch tear down the left hand side.